What up, pedestrians, and welcome to the Weekly Vibes. This is Kenny, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Naka here. Hope you guys are having a great week, and I just want to let you guys know I used he/him pronouns. Hope you're all having a great start of the year, 2021. We made it. 2020 is over.
Finally.
And we out here just like we're manifesting a good year. I think that's it. Like I'm not going to say anything's going to happen.
You're not allowed to say that anything is going to happen.
I'm just manifesting that it's going to get better. That's it.
But you know, it'll be at this point, it's kind of like, well, we've gotten used to this new reality. So it can really only go up from here, hopefully.
Right.
And so hopefully you guys were able to ring in the new year with, you know, your loved ones and whoever you wanted to spend those times with, and hopefully it was a good time for all you guys. You know, we just wanted to kick off the new year in a woke way, so to speak, with the normalize that shit campaign. You know, we're normalizing saying your pronouns before, because it's annoying that people think it's hard and it's not. So that's what we're doing for 2021. So shut up and listen. But yeah, so we're happy to like be back. This is going to be our first episode of the new year. And then I'll start releasing the Sad Boy series episodes. You know, had to take a brief hiatus due to my busy schedule. But, you know, glad to actually have time to work on like these episodes and stuff like that. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. Always ready to hear your feedback, but today we are going to talk about our 2020 Wrapped stats from Spotify. As you guys know, we are Spotify junkies and
yes, indeed,
patrons. So we subscribe to the end of year top songs playlist, and so we just want to talk about our top five songs, some other random entries, and just go through the stats. And you guys will kind of see what we listen to throughout the year. I know mine is definitely reflective of a lot of the songs that I talk about on the podcast. So, you know, it'll be familiar to, you know, if you guys have been listening this year, it'll be, you know, pretty familiar entries.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, every year I get so excited for the Wrapped on Spotify, because I was like, I know what I listen to, but I just like to see what came up on the top.
Yep.
And then it's just really interesting to see like what artists were there for, help me out through the year. So I'm like, really like, that's why I support that artist, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to like, just, and I love this. I know some people hate seeing everybody's Spotify Wraps, especially when it came out immediately. Everyone was posting their top five artists, top five songs.
I don't get why people are so anti. Like, that's so like, random. Like, let me have my joy. This was a shitty, kind of shitty year. Like,
right. Even if like I don't know who you're listening to, I'll be like, I'll check them out. Like, I'll see why you were so hype on them. Like, this makes sense. Like, see how my friends are musically, you know?
Yeah, and it's, and I don't know. I just think it's always like a fun time, just to do that. But when this episode drops, we'll be posting up our Wrapped on our Instagrams, Kenny Vibes and Naka Vibes.
Yes.
So let's talk about our top five then.
Am I going first?
I'm trying to think. Give me the artist that your number one is. I'll see if I can guess it. It's probably Black Bear.
It is. Good wow. job.
So I'm on the right track.
It's off his, I'll say it's off his new album.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to guess Hot Girl Bummer, because I don't really know the other songs that well. So.
No, it's all right. So it was actually his second single off of this album, which was Me and Your Ghost.
Yeah, I have that one hearted too, so.
Yeah, when it came out, it was one of those songs I just could not stop listening to over and over again. The total streams for my top song was 239, so it was a great year, but, and even like, I bought the CD, the actual like physical CD for Black Bear.
You have a CD player?
In my car, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the only place I have one too, actually.
Right. And this is the one, this is actually the only one I can listen to full on through. I can sing, I can probably like sing almost word for word each and every song. So
that we'll have to test that theory one day.
We'll find out. But that's my number one song. Okay. So, but if I had to guess I'm gonna guess the artist is Jaden Smith.
No. Do you want me to just tell you who the artist is?
Just tell me. You can tell me. Oh, then I forgot the song, maybe.
Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah. What's popping?
Yeah. Yeah. So I talked about this song really early on in the year, before all you hoes knew about the hype. And I called that shit. It's like one of the, it's like the only song that I think I called this year. And I was like, yo, this song is about to be hot. I was like, the beat bumps. Like, I was like, his rhymes are thoughtful and creative. And that's why I like him. Literally, I think it said my first stream of the song was January 27th. And I played it 168 times this year. So obviously I was a fan. I think I played it probably every single pregame that I, well, pregame wasn't going out, but every every time I was drinking. And yeah. I just played it to get me like in a really good mood. And so I feel like like my top songs were for that purpose. So, all right, on to number two.
So this number two artist is Black Bear.
A lot of diversity in this list.
And the song is in the same album.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Okay, it's called Sobbing in Cabo. And when this song came out, I was just like, this is the song. Like, I just want to get on the airplane, go to Cabo, and just get hella drunk. So I'm kind of stupid also. So I was like, I was talking to my friend.
Odd intro.
Maisie, and I was like, I just want to go to Cabo so bad in California, like la-di-da-di-da. And then she was like, Cabo's not in California.
I was about to say, I was like, those two are not one in the same state, country, anything. So then you thought Cabo was in California?
I did. So, I mean, that's how
Cabo,
I
told you. Cabo, California.
San Cabo, California, you know? But no. No, it's not. I learned that pretty quickly. Everybody else probably already knows this, but...
Yeah, I'm sure most people knew, but you know. Were you surprised that it was back-to-back Black Bear 1 and 2 spot?
I wasn't, because I remember like me and your ghost was on there for the first half of the year. Was in my on repeat, and then Sabi and Cabo was once that new album hit in August. It was top until like end of November.
All right, so my second song, was Think About Things by Dottie Fryer.
I remember you talking about that song.
Yeah, I talked about that song. It's the one that from the TikTok that Naka showed me. And I just thought it was so funny. But I was also just very intrigued by the song. Like, it just was, it felt like positive vibes. And then as I began to listen to it and like look into it more, you know, for this podcast and just for my own knowledge, like the meaning behind the song is about the lead singer's like daughter and starting this family. And so it just has like a really wholesome message to it, which I just, this year it was just like absolutely perfect. So I remember kind of in like maybe like March or April, that's when I was playing a lot of What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow and then Think About Things, just stuff to like keep my spirits up before I really gave into the darkness, you know, and then went into like sad boy mode pretty much for the rest of the year. Well, depending on what series we were doing, but like in between when we were kind of like in between series, I was listening to mostly like sad boy stuff. But those two songs, I was really happy that they were in my top two just because they were so positive and this year was like hard. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really enjoyed them. Even to this day, I still like I haven't really gotten tired of either song. Like I still really enjoy them just for everything that they are.
I do remember you like posting your rap 2020. I was like wow, she really they really went through with that. Like I just remember seeing that first TikTok and be like, this is it's a vibe. So
yeah, the TikTok's hilarious, the music video is also hilarious, and actually just has a really different sound than anything else that I'm listening to, so it was kind of like a really refreshing song to throw in there. And I was actually reading I think it was either NPR or Time Magazine's top songs of 2020. And this song was on the list at like number 4 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And I, granted, dope. Like it, they give a very like worldly view. So they pick artists from, and they're from another country. They're from Norway, something, Sweden, Finland, okay. One of those Nordic states.
Gotcha.
They're from one of those. So, like, obviously, this is a song that had, like, a really big world impact. The band was going to compete, like, at this international song competition, but it was canceled due to COVID. So, you know, they were kind of on their way, and they kind of got halted by this whole fiasco. But it's kind of good to see that they were recognized for, like, their impact. I thought that was, like, really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, I love that song. That was in my top 10 too.
I know it.
Yeah. I was like, me too, NPR / Time, whoever it was. Me too, you know?
I know, yeah. I think it's really funny, like, you see some people that have, like, you were the top listener of this artist. Yeah. I've seen, like, some, like, TikToks or, like, some Instagram people, like, do that. And I was like, wow, you guys are really into it. Like,
yeah. Artist. I mean, mine said I was in the top 0.5% of my top artists, but we'll get to that later.
Right, yeah.
Number three.
My number three is You Should Be Sad by Halsey.
Wow.
I really vibe with that song. I really liked I don't like country that much, but I liked her little country twist on this song. I don't know. And I love the music video for the song. It was also, it's like very good, well done. And Halsey looks hot in it, so...
Oh my God. Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, huh, I wonder if I listened to this album. And I don't think that I did just because it was so long. But I definitely, like, the songs that I know off this were, like, really good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think she's a really, honestly, I think she's a really good pop artist. And I love the range that she shows and, like, how she reaches out to, like, different artists to, like, create the sound that she has. Like, she just has no boundaries when it comes to collaboration and like her song creation. So
absolutely.
I don't know, I think Halsey kind of I think she kind of flies under the radar as a pop artist, but you know, if you're not as familiar, if you only know, like, the stuff that makes it on the radio, like, obviously that stuff's popular, it's good, but, like, you know, dig a little deeper. Definitely. Even though I didn't listen to this album, I mean, I've listened to, like, other ones of hers and, like, the other two albums from before.
Yeah.
And I just have to say that I was impressed. So
yeah, she, no.
Like, Halsey deserves it.
Yeah. And she, I think she really grew this year too with this album. Cause, like, she has her, like, top songs, but, like, there are some deeper cuts in this album that are really good as well. So my number three
is On My Own by Jaden and Kid Cudi. So I talked about this song as well on the podcast. This is like where the switch began, though, because I remember this was kind of like the start of, like, my sad boy listening streak, deep in quarantine, like when we were still on stay at home orders. And so, you know, shit was just kind of getting, like, old. And, you know, I mean, I lived in a house with, like, four other people, but, like, you, as nice as it is to have other people around, like, you still kind of want your own space at times. And so I feel like this song was, like, that reflection of that feeling, like, wanting to be alone, but, like, also not wanting to be lonely, but just trying to figure out what to do in, like, this crazy situation that we, you know, that none of us have ever been in.
Right.
Like, 100, in which case you may not be cognizant of what's happening, but, like, it just is so bizarre. And so this song was, like, a way for me to, like, release that, like, angst, I guess. But another just song that I've talked about on here, a song that I enjoy even to this day, you know, love that Cudi influence on Jaden. And I think it really just shines through on this song.
I mean, like I said, I thought that Jaden was going to be in your top song, but so I'm not surprised that it's in your top five.
Yeah, I think... this one I was like probably the least surprised that I saw it, because I think I listened to it the most consistently, whereas, like, Think About Things, it was really like an era of listening. What's Poppin' I listened to through most of the year, and I think it was like one of the first songs I was listening to that, like, last year. First listen was in January, like I said before. So that one just has longevity. I think once I'd, like, really decided that I was gonna talk about it on the podcast, I, like, was really listening to it, like, a little bit more deeply, and then I just got really into it. And that's such a weird album, such an interesting album, but there are some gems on there.
True. I still have not listened to that album, so it's on my list. I just need to do it. Two Coldest Months are coming up, so I'm sure that I'll be listening to more Sad Boy albums.
Definitely has an apocalyptic vibe, so it's
perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so on to number four.
My My number four was called Dangerous featuring Joywave. It's the Oliver remix by Big Data.
Okay.
So this
I know that song. That song's like old. It's been around for a while.
It is. So the first time I heard it was actually when I was watching Euphoria.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so funny.
So like when they're like at the dance at the the last episode.
Yep.
They were playing that song. I was like, this song kind of slaps. And I was like looking it up. I like had my Shazam out. And I was like, okay. And then I added it to my gym playlist, and I like was listening to on repeat when I was at the gym. And that it makes sense. It's like the only gym song that's made it to my top five, I believe.
That's a solid song. But Big Data, they I feel like they're one of those I don't even know if it's like a single person or a duo or a trio or whatever, but whoever they are, I feel like they pop up randomly remixing songs just by any old body. But they always make it like, they really make it their own. They have a very signature sound. They add a little bounce to it. They make it kind of bouncy.
Like an upbeat funk type.
Yeah. Know. Yeah.
EDM
that's so funny. This song was in Euphoria, and that's funny that probably brought them back to the forefront of people's musical minds.
Definitely.
Having that feature in Euphoria, because the Euphoria soundtrack actually slaps. Regardless of whether or not you watch the show, I think if you watch the show, it gives every song a little bit more meaning and context. But regardless of if you do or not, every song on there, which was like curated and handpicked by Labyrinth, who created like several originals for the show as well, so good. So good. So stop what you're doing right now and go listen to that soundtrack, because honestly that it's so worth it. So worth it.
If you single-handedly picked each and every song, it has to be good. And especially if you watch the show and watch it go through everything, it just makes sense. And
I mean, HBO is kind of the perfect network to have that on, because they're gonna have like better clearance for a lot of these songs. But it's so good. Like it's so special what they were able to do with their soundtrack.
Definitely.
So my number four, this is the only entry on here that you guys have not heard from me, but I love this song. I was pleasantly surprised that it made it. It's called I Wanna Be Yours, by Pink Sweats featuring Crush. Crush is like a Korean artist. And then Pink Sweats more on like the R&B kind of like a kickback and chill, type artist, but he's such a talented voice. And the combination of these two is so smooth. You know, it's just funny because I'm like, who is this Crush person? I haven't listened to anything else by him, but he's a super talented singer. It's just a really good kind of love song.
Was he the same one that made the Icy song that I talked about earlier, Pink Sweat? Or am I thinking about somebody else?
Yeah.
It is the same guy, right?
Yeah, okay. It is.
Which album is it off of?
It's a single. I don't think it's off of an album.
Okay, gotcha. I enjoy his sound, so.
Yeah, he has like a new school groovy wave going, and he's just a really talented singer. I feel like everybody who hears him for the first time is like, who is this guy and where has he been hiding? Talking about Pink Sweats. and honestly, that's how I felt the first time that I heard him. My roommate Chris showed this to me. My secret silent roommate Chris, who you guys probably don't think exists.
So. I can vouch that he's there. I haven't seen him in a while, but I know he exists.
He's a real person. But yeah. All right. Number five
is NASCAR by Marky Basie. One of his favorite songs of all time was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Classic.
Absolute classic. I love that song. But reading about the song NASCAR, and he kind of wants to make it like a little homage to it. I think he mentions a lyric or two regarding Fast Car, like mentioning one of the same lyrics or something, and or having his own little version of it. And it's just a very chill song. It's a vibe. I just really highly enjoy it. It's off his new album called Postmodern Depression. So it's definitely, I listened to that song throughout the whole year. Absolutely. I think that song was probably on repeat for majority of the year. So it makes sense that I was on there.
Yeah. Rounding out my top five is Star Shopping by Lil Peep, which I talked about on the show. It was probably, I want to say I talked about it on this very same episode that I talked about on my own, but if I didn't, it's maybe the next one.
Right.
And this really came like in light of me watching Lil Peep's documentary, Everybody's Everything, which I talked about. Very moving piece, very sad, just to see like the tragic life of a young artist. I mean, it's a tale as old as time, as one might say, but you know, it was still kind of just like, whoa, this kid just like lost his life, and there should have been ways to prevent it. But this song, in my opinion, is one of his most like heartfelt. It's like the first song that really blew up for him. It put him on the map in terms of like SoundCloud, and kind of getting attention from like production companies, you know, for example. So it really kind of set off his career, and I love it. It's my favorite song of his, like without a doubt or without hesitation. And you know, I really went through the full anthology. There are a lot of songs that I enjoy. This one just feels very pure and honest. And I wasn't surprised to see it. I was actually surprised it wasn't higher, because I feel like I listened to it so many times, but
right,
apparently not as much as the other four.
That makes sense for you. I feel like Lil Peep is one of your top artists in general. So rest in peace, Lil Peep.
R.I.P. Okay, so now I have the random number generator. We're going to pick five random numbers and just say the song title and artist.
Okay.
So starting off with number 33. Ah, shoot. I just realized we have to count.
Yeah, I know.
My number 33 song is Sundress by A$AP Rocky. For those of you who are not rap fans, this is probably the rap song for you, because I think A$AP Rocky kind of takes his sound in a completely new direction with this song. It's a lot more like bouncy. It's a fun song. It is called Sundress and does kind of remind me of like, it's a cruising song. Like it's a song that you want to play in your car, windows down, sun is out, sunglasses on. It's that type of vibe of a rap song. And so I think it's a song that I think could make it on the airwaves. Like it could play on the radio.
Nice.
And would have like success. Why it wasn't is none of my business. I didn't promote the song. So I'm not A$AP Rocky's rep, but it's a good song. Nice. What was your number 33?
My number 33 was named Sunday by NEFX. I thought about talking about the song at one point, but I didn't. It's a kind of more like electronic day drinking song. The music video is just like all about it's like these two people like hanging out at a party. That's like, we're going up on a Sunday, we're just having fun. So it was just a fun song that I listened to every once in a while, like kick my vibe up to a happier time, early pandemic. So
we both got sun songs for number 33.
We do.
All right, next up is 80. So go down to the bottom and count back 20.
Okay.
Oh my God, I fucking love this song. I think it's been on my top 100 songs in previous years, but it's Dark Necessities by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. For those of you who have been with us for the whole podcast time, you guys know I'm a sucker for a big groovy bass line. And, you know, obviously the Chili's are a rock band. And so when they threw out this kind of like groovy bass line going underneath their kind of rock sound on Dark Necessities, I was 100% in. If you don't already know the song, it's like off one of their newer albums, but it's definitely worth a listen.
That's a good song. My number 80 is Gone by Baby No Money. If you guys don't know Baby No Money, I talked about him for like that huge song he and Y2K had called La La La. It was like an internet like viral song, and that's how I found him. And then ever since then, I'm a fan of his. Kind of just like, I don't know how to explain his music, to be honest.
That's okay. You already talked about him, so you don't have to.
There you go. All right. Listen to that episode where I talked about him.
All right. Number 44. Okay. Oh, wow. This is fun. So my number 44 is a way, way throwback. And I definitely thought about doing this song or talking about this song on the podcast. It's God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. I don't know what it is about the Beach Boys, just some nice feel good music. And this one I feel like is one of their more heartfelt ones. And this was one that I was listening to in the depths of quarantine as well. And it's kind of like a little like appreciation song for, you know, the people around you and stuff. So that's kind of where I got into it.
Nice. All right. I want you to guess the artist. I think you'll get it.
G-Eazy. I like forgot his name for a second.
No, you're good. No, it's not. It's actually Black Bear once again.
Oh.
With Hot Girl Bummer. It's that song.
Okay.
So that song, I mean, like, it was still one of my favorites. But obviously it wasn't number one or two like the other two were, but this is another one that's just like a good song to listen to. Cause the first lyrics are like, fuck you. Like, I don't know. It's just a fun song to like, just yell out sometimes, sing along with. So, yeah. I think it's a great song. Listen to the album. Everything Means Nothing. That's all I got, but it's definitely a good song. So I'm not surprised that it's up there in the middle around all of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a good song. I just always feel like he ripped off Megan Thee Stallion's Hot Girl Summer. I mean, he did. So.
He did. he ran off like the coattails of like the name, but it doesn't sound like anything like it.
Number 75. All right, my number 75 is Highest in the Room by Travis Scott, but I'm all about the remix featuring Rosalia and Lil Baby. Gotta get your Spanish in, kids, you know? Our neighbors to the south, you gotta be ready, you know? But I love the vibe of this song in general, because it's just like real chill in a way that is very Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Like it still like hits hard, but it's definitely like a more chill song. And then having Rosalia's verse in there is just like, oh my gosh, I feel like it's better than the OG. That's just my personal opinion. Fight me, whatever. But like, I feel like the Spanish version just like adds a little extra layer, and her vocal range, or I guess where she sings, is so high that it offers like a really nice balance to Travis Scott's like really deep like rapping and kind of like that heavier sound that he brings.
I think he nailed it with that. That was literally, I was like, her like voice just literally evens everything out to
it. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Just perfect. Perfectly balanced. And it, like him and Rosalía, they team up for that song TKN as well. Mm-hmm. This song is just way better. Like, honestly,
I agree.
It just is. So
they're both good, but like this one just,
yeah, this yeah. one is just not even a question of which one is better.
Definitely. So my 75 was a song I talked about before. It's EXO by Eden on our Sad Boy playlist. And it's just one of those songs that just like keeps me very sad boy, mellow vibe. Like, it's kind of like chilling. Has that like that cold sound to it. So it really just feels extra like sad to me. So it's a good song. It's easy to listen to. So
yeah, and you'll hear more about it in the Sad Boy episodes, which will be coming out in the next few weeks. Do we have one more?
I believe so.
Okay. All right, number 66. Wow. I just so happen at number 66, I happen to hit another Travis Scott song, Sicko Mode, which obviously, I mean, I don't even know that there's anything that I need to say. The song just bumps. It's just very classic. I mean, classic Travis Scott. But like off that album Astroworld, which is easily his biggest, it's probably the most iconic. And you just, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
I give into the hype.
Yeah. I know you're a big Travis Scott fan. So he's a great artist without a doubt. So, I mean, he produces great music. He makes good music. So he actually had a pretty good year too, if you think about it. So.
He did. Yeah, yeah. He kept it moving. He kept it moving.
Definitely. My number 66, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley
classic,
Cooper.
Classic song. Great.
Love that
great
song.
A Star is Born is like the longest movie ever, but honestly, it's just worth it to watch that performance and, you know, yeah, you're good to go. So you can get the story that surrounds it.
Definitely. That song, like, I watched that, like, the first performance they do in the movie all the time, because it's like it hits you. I don't know, it's emotional. It's like
the beginning of her career and the beginning of their true love story.
Yeah,
no spoilers.
And then great vocals. I mean, Bradley Cooper surprised me too. Like, he has surprisingly good vocals for that.
Yeah, perfectly husky voice from mm-hmm. Bradley. Okay, so let's talk about some 2020 stats. We'll start off with new artists, just the number of new artists, because to go through all of them would be a real pain in the butt. Because apparently, yeah. I listened to 405 new artists, which is crazy, and I didn't think I listened to that many new people, but apparently, apparently I have. What about you?
1,265 new artists. I don't know. I just like to, you know, like when you get into,
it's because you listen to New Music Friday.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So, and I also like do the chain reaction when I like look at a new artist. Like I want somebody who sounds like them, so I go to the other ones. Like listeners also listen to blank. Mm-hmm. I do that so much, so makes sense.
All right, number of genres. I didn't even know there were this many genres.
Right. Spotify makes their own little genres too. Like they all like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's there's funny. A lot of like subsections, but yeah, I had 427 genres, I guess, that I've been listening to this year, and then 80 of them were new, which is like, what the hell? I once again didn't know that were that there were that many.
Right. That's yeah. Now mine is so I listened to 626 genres and 174 of them were new. I wish they had like a genre section in Spotify. That's my one recommendation I wish they would do, so I can figure out.
You do have genre playlists.
I know, but like, you know how like back in the day when iTunes like told you what the genre was, the album, artist, the amount of time.
Yeah. That would take up so much space. They're probably like, no need. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Fair. They were like, we're already creating the playlist. People can figure out what genre they belong to.
True.
So I feel like everyone's top genre is pop, because I don't know what dignifies pop, but I feel like everybody probably lists pop as a genre, like as an artist, unless you're distinctively not pop,
right?
You're probably falling into that category. So pop was my top genre.
Same here.
Yeah. Followed by rap, rock, pop punk, and indie soul.
Okay.
I don't even know what that last one is. No clue.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But apparently I like it.
Mine's really funny because like that mine, so my first one is pop. And then it goes, and number two is pop rap. And I was like, okay, like,
name. That's like all the rap that you listen to. And you're like, this is hip hop. And I'm like, it's not hip hop.
That is true. You did call me out on that. That's fair.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny that it sees it as pop rap. And now that like it's calling me out, I was like, yeah, it makes sense, I guess. So
it is pop rap.
But then number three is EDM. And then number four is modern rock. And then number five is rap. Go on to what you're going to say next.
What was your top decade? I feel like ours could potentially be the same.
Mine was 2000s.
Same. Nice. I mean, that's kind of when we were, you know, young and living our best lives. And
it was a great time.
Since we were living less of a best life this year, it was always nice to go back. What was your, my top song from the 2000s is actually hilarious to me though. I think I talked about it on the podcast. So.
Okay. Well, I'll say mine because it kind of falls in the same category as that Dangerous song, because at that Euphoria dance scene where they dance together, they play Blow the Whistle by Too Short, and that was my top throwback song of the year.
Wow, that's hilarious.
And then also like that, since Saweetie got off that beat for Tap In.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like, that song had like a nice comeback this year. So
yeah, my top song from that decade was Yes by LMFAO.
Oh, that is funny.
It's a classic.
Yes.
Once again, it's just a song that's just good vibes.
Yeah.
And just takes me back. All right, so let's go top artists. I'm sure yours was Black Bear.
It was.
Yeah.
But I listened to a total of 3,453 artists, but Black Bear was my top.
Oh, I don't know how many artists I listened to. I missed that part, I guess. But my top artist was Kid Cudi, and it told me that the top song that I listened to by him was Red Eye, which is off of his Indica album.
Okay.
Which is one that I will go back and I listened to several songs off there, but this one features Haim.
That makes sense, Kid Cudi. He made it in your top five, so I assume that he would be somewhere up there for sure. Because I like,
yeah.
Because I noticed that like when I was like looking at when I organized it by artists, like Black Bear was high up. Like, yeah. Like, it's a lot.
Oh, when you look at it, like, on your computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so what were your other top five artists?
All right, my top artists were Black Bear, and then it was Marky Basie, followed by Baby No Money, then Halsey, and then Gashi.
So after Kid Cudi, I had Joji, Lil Peep, Jaden, and Dua Lipa.
Nice.
I was about to, I always, when I saw this, I was like, whoa, what the hell is Dua Lipa doing on there? And then when I thought back on this year, I was like, yeah, you know what? She, that Future Nostalgia album was awesome. Like, I talked about Don't Start Now on this podcast. And then she had another song, Un Día, with Bad Bunny and like J Balvin. That was so good. I listened to that song so many times. So then I was kind of like, well, I guess it does make sense. Like, but initially I was surprised because I wouldn't have said to myself, I listen to a lot of Dua Lipa, but you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, she killed it this year. She was one of the top artists of the year, I think, via like Spotify saying that at least, but
that makes sense.
Yeah. Like yeah, but that she killed it this year. She's been performing at like almost every award ceremony virtually, and you know, has that new song Levitating, like with the baby, and like has another one with like Madonna or something at one point.
Yeah. So there were these were all like re-releases of songs that were on the Future Nostalgia album, because Levitating's on there, and then she had the remix with DaBaby that came out and blew up. And the song with Madonna is, I forget, there was something about that one where there are definitely like two versions.
It's Levitating with Madonna and Missy Elliott.
That's what it is. Yeah. So it's the other version of Levitating.
Yeah.
But the one with DaBaby obviously is the one that caught on, because, you know, he's what's hot right now.
Exactly.
And so the other one is really just nostalgic, which is kind of perfect for her.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
She had like this like DJ, like it's called Club Feature Nostalgia. And I was like, damn, she really got like the big guns, like the old big guns, and killing it. She's like very diverse with all of her artists, which I love. Yeah.
I've never looked at my 2020 top 100 list by artist.
Yeah.
But like that does really like make a difference though. Like,
doesn't it? Like,
shout out to Aminé's, like just everything. I have a bunch of Aminé on here, and like Brockhampton.
Nice.
Like, that I wouldn't have, I mean, not that I wouldn't have thought of, but like people that I didn't talk about because they weren't like listed in my top, but like they are everywhere. Yeah, but I mean, it's always just fun to like go through at the end of the year and just kind of see what you're into. I definitely think music is super reflective of who you were that year.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there are some things that are just going to stay the same because, like, you are who you are to your core. Your favorite songs are going to be your favorite songs, and a lot of them are going to be your favorite songs forever. They're not, like, in-the-moment songs. But I think it's cool to, like, look back and really see, like, where you were. Like, it's like a recording of what happened and what was hot then and stuff like that. Like, there are some songs that I'm like, I'm probably never going to listen to, you know, this song as much as I do this year. But it's, like, cool to see that that was a song that I liked. Mm-hmm. When I go back and listen to like other years, it's always like, oh my God, I forgot about this song. This song's great.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, 2017 me knew what I was talking about. So maybe in 3 years, I'll be like 2020, you know, Kenny was getting it and it was a good time and no regrets ever. But I always kind of like, not like feel bad, because I don't like feel bad, but like, I always am like, man, the songs that make it on or that come out like at the end of the year, I'm always like, oh, I wish they would have made it onto the 2020 list. But
I know.
A lot of times that's how they end up on the next year list.
Exactly. Because right now, like, I'm a huge Bad Bunny listener. But I love Spotify. Shout out to Spotify for making the rap so accurate and so amazing.
Thank you to Spotify for sponsoring this episode pretty much.
Pretty much.
Thanks for stalking us via music. We appreciate it.
Do.
So I guess we'll just close out, I guess, the way that we always do. We'll talk about our top three songs and our on repeat. Mine, I don't think I've changed, actually, now that I'm looking at them. I'll just say them because I think the order changed, but the actual songs themselves have not. But number one is Guilty Conscience by 070 Shake. Number two is Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat. And number three is Sanctuary by Joji. Dragon Ball Durag, I'm honestly shocked, isn't number one, but it is such a great song. I listen to it all the time. And you should too.
Oh, it's one of my like songs for sure, but it's not on repeat.
I think it made it in my top 100 this year.
Did it? Nice. Yeah, mine didn't really change either. My top song is Bad Bunny, Dakiti, and then In Over My Head by Grandson, and then Body by Megan Thee Stallion.
Nice. Yeah, Body's been getting a lot of play from me recently.
Like, I just get hyped. I just get so hyped with that song. So.
Yeah, I think that one just entered my on repeat playlist.
Oh, nice.
It did, along with Blueberry Faygo and Whole Lotta Choppas. I've been in a mood recently. So it's been a fun mood, but it's just funny because it's like so not what I listen to on a regular basis. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because like the new year, it feels like we should be celebrating. So I've been celebrating musically since, you know, there's not as much to do.
Yeah, that, I get that. Mine, it's really funny because one of my new entries is Ali and AJ, the potential breakup song explicit version that just came out like, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago?
I feel like there's only like one curse word in there anyway.
I think there's three now.
Oh, well, if we can count them on one hand, then
she says obviously the fucking, and then like
what she says, the F word.
She does say the F word. Ugh. and then she says the S word,
blasphemy.
I think she says the S word twice. So, and then my other new entry is by this band called Boney M from England with their song Rasputin.
Classic historical figure to rap about.
It's not a rap. It's not a rap song.
Sorry,
it's like it's like a like disco sound.
Interesting. Is it a new song?
No, it's very old.
It's old. Okay.
Yeah. But like the song got like they do a lot of TikTok things to it, and I think there's like the dance to it on the game Just Dance.
Oh my God, I forgot about Just Dance.
Yeah.
Let's bring that back in 2021.
There
bring
you go.
Bring back the joy of Just Dance. Or DDR, if you want to go back even further.
Yo, honestly, I love doing DDR. I thought I was good, but I was like just mediocre. Like
I could see that happening to you.
I was like,
I'm so good at this game. And then you go to like play it at someone's house and they just like wreck you. You're just like, oh shit.
No, I don't think I knew anybody who had the actual game. I would go to the arcades like
locally. I had the game. It was incredible. Ooh. I was pretty good back
then. So I had to go to your house and practice then.
It was for like PlayStation 1. So like the original it wasn't even PlayStation 1 back then. It was just PlayStation.
Right. So I remember that. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, definitely. I just saw this. Okay. My other last new entry is Somebody That I Used to Know Remix.
Wow. Remix.
By... for FRNT Forefront. I don't know. It's pretty good.
Okay. It'd be like that sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm not mad.
Yeah. That's hilarious. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us this week, listening to us talk about our 2020 Spotify Wrapped stats and other fun things. You know, like I said before, Sad Boy Playlist is coming out. You know, you can follow us on Instagram at The Weekly Vibes Pod, where we throw up our hashtag Kenny Vibes and hashtag Naka Vibes, and you know, just be us on the webs. And so if you have any like songs that you want to add to any of our playlists or ones that you want us to include as bench warmers, you know, just slide in those DMs. You know, it's not creepy. We won't think you're weird. Just do it, you know. Nike, am I right?
Just do it. Yep. Hype us up. Like, tell your friends. 2021's the year for the Weekly Vibes. I feel like it's gonna be a good year.
Feel it. And I've heard that we're a really good running playlist from Fred Hill. So
true.
So if you're a runner and you need you're like, I'm tired of music, I just want to listen to talking, listen to us,
because we're the like ones
right next to music, but we're also talking. Sometimes they're singing, but we try to keep that at a minimum for you. But yeah, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a little comment, show us some love. And you know, we just appreciate that you guys like tune in with us and, you know, keep the music conversation alive. It's like one of the few things that has not changed this year, aside from, you know, physically going to see things. But aside from that, music is still coming out. It still brings us like that same amount of hype. You can still share music with your friends. So, you know, think of us as your friends and share music with us.
Yes, please. I'm all up. Like I said, new music, I don't care. We don't have to listen to the same genres. I just like to know about new music so I can listen to it and see if I like it or not. That's it. Like,
yeah, we're just open to hearing the new stuff.
Definitely. Well, thanks guys for listening. This is Naka here. Hope you guys have a great week.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Peace.